New Haven. Haven my ass. After graduation, I made the decision with my friends Tom, Cliff, and Ed to spend the summer months in New Haven, Connecticut. All right, folks, here's a tip. I don't know much. I act like I do, but I don't really. One thing I do know is that whenever you have vacation time of any sort, one of the last places you should consider going is New Haven, Connecticut. Despite the fact that it's the home of Yale University, it is truly one of the uglier places on the face of the earth. It has to be really, really sunny for it not to seem gray. But, to its credit, the city does offer a good submarine sandwich and a rather nice burger. But you can get that stuff in much nicer places. The biggest problem with New Haven is that there is more gravity there. I have seen this in only one other city, Greensboro, North Carolina. The pull of gravity is such that you never really feel good. You always feel weighted down and depressed. Yale University sat in the midst of an economically depressed neighborhood, which gave it the feel of living in feudal England. There was a small community of activists who had gathered in this part of town and had started up such things as a food co-op, an automobile shop, and a soup kitchen. The whole community wasn't making enough money to shop at the supermarket, so we went to the co-op where, for a buck, you could get a delightful meal of brown rice, vegetables, and salad. Just the memory of it makes me want to go to the bathroom. New Haven at that time was a focal point for radical activity because it was the home of the Bobby Seale trial. There was a small Black Panthers contingent living on the outskirts of Yale University, and they were extremely militant because they were tired of the black community being screwed. Militant is actually kind of a shitty word for them. These guys were not a very happy lot. Bobby Seale was the Minister of Information for the party, and even the president of Yale, Kingman Brewster Jr., had said that he didn't think Seale would get a fair trial in New Haven, a statement that certainly riled up mainstream America. The Panther headquarters was located downtown, and it seemed the police would harass them on a weekly basis. So Cliff, Ed, Tom, and me, and a number of other very white, very middle-class kids took action. To show our solidarity and feed our collective paranoia, we would form a human barricade in front of their headquarters just in case the police arrived. And the Panthers would always come out and yell at us.